Hello, I'm Vinicius, talking about language learning, and today we're going to talk specifically about the silent period. So there are a lot of points of view on how the process of learning a language should be, and I firmly believe in one of them that says that when you are at the very beginning, when you first start to study a new language, you need to go through some sort of silent period. And that means that at the very beginning, you need to wait to speak. You need to wait to speak because you don't have enough vocabulary yet. You don't have enough sentences structures, and you cannot develop an enjoyable conversation. So I am Brazilian. My native language is Portuguese, and today I speak English and Japanese fluently, and I'm studying Spanish. I cannot develop an enjoyable conversation yet in Spanish. So I am going through this silent period in Spanish. So I'm waiting to speak. And during this period, I am doing a lot of input. And input is listening and reading. And on the other hand, output is speaking and writing. And I'm at the very beginning in Spanish. And I'm listening to a lot of content. I am reading my audio text. I love to study with audio texts. And I'm doing these activities because I need to acquire vocabulary. I need to understand sentences, structures. And at some point, I'll feel comfortable to speak. At some point, but not now. And at the very beginning, you don't need to speak, you can wait, but at some point in the future, in the long term, to speak well, you have to speak a lot. So at some point, I'm going to start to speak well, but in the future, not now. Because we need to do just as a baby when we start to learn a language. So the baby keeps listening and watching the world, meeting, knowing the world for 1 year, maybe 1.5 year, 2 years, and then he start to put out some words at some point after listening a lot, after he listened a lot. I don't know if I probably will have some English mistakes here, so but no problem. That's not a problem. I hope you understand me. So this theory of silent period, that's very important. I feel very comfortable when I start to study a language because I know that I will do a lot of listening and reading. I don't have to worry on about how I'm going to speak. So this helps me a lot. So I hope this quick tip was helpful. So I am planning to post new language learning tips next week's maybe about Portuguese, Japanese language, English, and Spanish specifically, which are the languages I'm trying to speak. Portuguese as native, English and Japanese fluently, and Spanish, I'm at the very beginning. I'm 19 years. This is my favorite hobby, and I hope my short experiences with language learning will help you guys. See you in the next podcast.